I absolutely respect Shannon, what the ladies are doing. I would probably do the same thing, but I get to the end game right away, and I don't see a shining light at the end of a very dark tunnel. What do you see?
Well, I appreciate your honesty and the opportunity to have me on. And I completely agree. We haven't been able to generate that revenue, but I think a lot of that is because we've been spread out. We've been in two leagues, and we've had to make investors and TV promoters that want to show games choose one side or the other. And ultimately, in a lot of cases, they've chosen neither because they have ties to both Canada and the U.S., and it's really hurt our game. And I think to get to where we need to be under one roof to showcase the best game. And we haven't had the opportunity to do that and get all the resources in one area.
Okay, given that, with the demise of the Canadian Women's Hockey League, why then not simply switch over and join the NWHL, thereby putting all the best players in one league at one time?
I think there's a lot of things that go with that, and we don't think it's a sustainable model that they're running right now. It's kind of going in circles, and the same thing is there's been interest to start other professional leagues in Canada. So this isn't just about the NWHL. It's just us saying, hey, we're tired of being pulled in all these different directions, and we want to... It's not a boycott. It's just we want to take our time. We don't believe there's a viable league for us right this second. So we want to hang on and do what's best to grow our game and to further it.
So, Shannon, your group has talked a lot about this probably since the World Championships in Finland. What are the key elements, in your opinion, that would make a viable single league for women in North America?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, these discussions have been going on for years, actually, between the players and the leagues. And I think for us, like I kind of mentioned, is we need to be under one roof and under one umbrella where we could pool all the best resources, where we're not making investors pick one side or the other. And for us players, again, it's just about basic necessities and things that leagues that call themselves professional leagues, you know, in other facets of the world, in women's and men's sports, provide their athletes. You know, I played junior A hockey in Canada as a 16-year-old and was the league provides, like, housing and places for players to live while they're on the road. The lowest level of men's professional hockey provides the same thing for their players. So we're not asking for anything crazy. We just want all the best in one area and the opportunity to generate some revenue.
Are you convinced that if there is a single entity league in North America, the NHL will help?
I can't speak for them. I've seen kind of the same things that you guys have seen, and that the NHL has put statements out saying that if there is no viable league for women's hockey or for players to play in, they would step in and help. I don't know where they stand on it. Honestly, our decision had nothing to do with it. It's just we don't feel right now we're comfortable playing with what's out there.
Are you confident that there are sponsors who are willing to underwrite and subsidize any league, in a professional women's hockey league? Are you confident there are financial people willing to invest sizable amounts of money in a product that has to date proven to be generally unsustainable? I mean, do you have a level of acceptance of exactly the kind of peril that women's hockey is under right now? Much to my chagrin, I tell you, I'm not happy about it. But I think there needs to be a dose of reality here.
Yeah, I mean, again, I mean, you guys have seen our games, our Olympic games, the excitement it draws, and that's when the best on best is playing. And I do truly believe that if we are under one roof and we have all the best players in the world and the best resources available, there has already been both leagues, both the CWHL and the NWHL, have said that having the two leagues before was holding big, huge investors back because they didn't want to make a commitment one way or the other. So we do know they're out there, and we're confident that they will step forward. And, I mean, even if they don't, it doesn't change our stance on the leagues that are available to us right now.
Well, if you're right, then with the demise of the Canadian Women's Hockey League, the NWHL now has the platform to itself, with or without the players, and will not have the corporate sponsors or potential corporate sponsors have now lost the argument of we didn't want to decide which league we wanted to support. Now they have the opportunity to support the one league that exists, assuming nothing happens between now and September. So, you know, if you're prepared to sit, maybe you find out whether you're right, whether the economics will allow you to allow this league to be successful and eventually get you to a point where the economics of playing in the league become realistic. Guys, I agree it isn't realistic right now. I don't know how you play 16 games for $2,000. It doesn't make any sense, does it?
Yeah, and again, and I mean, it's not one league or the other or the NWHL, but, I mean, an example is our entire playoffs last year. I mean, we're watching the NHL playoffs right now. This is the most exciting time of the year. Our entire playoffs till the championship was two games. Mm-hmm. And that's if you went all the way to the championship. It was a one-game semifinal and a one-game championship. So it's tough to showcase our talent out there.
Oh, I don't look at it. Believe me, I don't disagree with you. I mean, there are a lot of things that we become aware of that were badly done. There's no argument in that respect. The dilemma that you have is that can you draw a fan base? Can you draw an economic reality, an audience big enough to support the notion of a professional game? You understand, having played junior hockey, that the cost of operating an amateur team is significant.
Well, Shannon, you played in Columbus, Georgia for the Cottonmouths, right, Shannon?
Yeah.
And those teams, I mean, they don't make a lot of money. And if they don't make money, and you weren't making a lot of money to play there, they don't exist.
That's the math.
And so the question becomes, what happened? We love women's hockey, but if you want to play in that league of saying we want to play and play professional, then making money is an issue. And I don't know how. I really don't know how right now women's hockey on a league basis. If you had a league of one Canadian team and one American team, and you had a barnstorming tour, I think it may work. But I'm not sure you can put a six-team league together and expect to make money.
Let me ask another question. The WNBA has had moderate nominal success. Success is probably a too strong a word. It's surviving. It is subsidized by the NBA predominantly. Having said that, they do not play their season opposite men's basketball.
They fill arenas in off times.
Correct. Was that ever done, or you'll forgive my ignorance in not remembering, was that ever done? Was it ever contemplated? Has it been discussed? In other words, as ridiculous as it may sound, playing hockey in the summer?
No, it hasn't. To my knowledge, it hasn't been a part of the women's game. And like you said, hopefully we can take a look at these other women's professional leagues and see what worked and what didn't and learn from it. And again, that's part of the reason that we're in no big hurry right now. We're going to evaluate all the options.
How long will you wait?
As long as it takes, which is hard for me to say at 32 years old because I might be retired by the end. But
yeah,
that's part of this process and what we're willing to do.
Shannon, we say this with all sincerity. We wish you luck. It gives me no pleasure to have a lack of optimism about the future of women's professional hockey. I'm saddened by it. I'm disappointed by it. But I honestly wish you good luck. I hope you find a way to make this work. And we thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Yeah, thanks for allowing us to tell our story, guys.